Good morning, everyone. What do they say in the radio? No more calls. We have a winner.
We have a winner.
Hamid
That's
Karzai
right.
is officially the president of Afghanistan. The runoff election that was supposed to be held on Saturday
has been canceled.
Called off. And I was fiddling around with some archival sound over the weekend. And you're going to hear two voices in this next clip of tape. The first one is from John F. Kennedy back in 1963. The second voice is Abdullah Abdullah, the candidate in Afghanistan who withdrew. Listen and see if there's an echo from history here.
Monday, November 4th, 1963. Over the weekend, the coup in Saigon took place. I was shocked by the death of Zim and knew. I'd met Zim with Justice Douglas many years ago. He was an extraordinary character.
I repeat it once again that I will not participate in the November 7th elections.
Okay, let's bracket the history here. That's President JFK in the beginning there, back in 1963, just weeks before his own assassination, talking about a coup in Vietnam that brought down the Diem and Nu government, raising an issue of legitimacy of the Vietnam government as
Absolutely.
The U.S. was poised to increase its participation. And it's a tricky issue, legitimacy, and it was raised again 46 years later by the withdrawal of opposition leader Abdullah Abdullah from the runoff election in Afghanistan, where the U.S. is possibly poised for escalation in Afghanistan. President Hamid Karzai is officially the president. As we mentioned, the Election Commission has canceled the runoff. Gordon Goldstein, author of Lessons in Disaster, McGeorge Bundy, and The Path to War in Vietnam, is still with us. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning.
And our friend Fotini Christie, Afghanistan analyst and professor of political science at MIT, is also with us. Fotini, thanks for being the part of the program.
Thank you.
Now, what I wanted to do is often on the program, we sort of tiptoe around historical parallels between Vietnam and Afghanistan. But in honor of this book, Gordon Goldstein's Lessons in Disaster, McGeorge Bundy and the Path to the War in Vietnam, I think we want to confront them directly. You may have seen Goldstein on C-SPAN. He's given a lot of interviews about the book itself. But there are specific lessons here of those moments in 1963 and 1964 when the U.S. went from being a marginal player in Vietnam to being a huge intervener in Vietnam that are worth paying attention to. And Gordon, first of all, explain to me who McGeorge Bundy was and why he's important here quickly before we discuss Afghanistan.
McGeorge Bundy was the National Security Advisor to President Kennedy and President Johnson between 1961 and February 1966, and he was the president's principal foreign policy advisor on these strategy issues.
A brilliant man.
Former dean of the Harvard Graduate School of Arts and Sciences at the age of 34, and one of the leading intellectuals of his era.
And here's his voice in a conversation recorded in the White House of McGeorge Bundy speaking with Lyndon Baines Johnson about Vietnam.
What is your own internal thinking on this, Mr. President, that we've just got to stick on this middle course as long as there's any possible hope?
And I just can't believe that we can't take 15,000 advisors and 200,000 people and maintain the status quo for 6 months. I just believe we can do that if we do it right. Now, I don't know enough about it to know.
I don't.
That's from March 2nd, 1964. President Johnson and McGeorge Bundy are describing a possible decision to escalate in Vietnam. You can hear the ambivalence, the sense of, I don't know, do we do this? Do we not? Do we
will
do this?
Will it work? Will it not?
Yeah, indeed. Fotini Christie, does that remind you of the kind of rhetoric you've been hearing out of the White House, or is there no parallel here?
No, there's definitely a fear of potential incrementalism in the context of Afghanistan. Some people say if you're going to do it, you have to give the general what he's asking, which is 40,000 troops. And some sort of incremental middle between no extra troops and 40 is not going to work. So, yeah, a lot of this fear of incrementalism and insecure about how to proceed is there.
Gordon Goldstein, you were with McGeorge Bundy right up until his death working on what was going to be a memoir. It turned out not to be because he died before he could complete it. But he knew he was wrong. How did he get led into the Vietnam debacle, even though, as Fotini said, incrementally, you could see that the trends weren't great?
Well, at the time, he was not tracking the path of cause and effect of leading the United States to this incremental increase in troops. One of the things that's fascinating about the clip that you had is the reference to numbers. Today in Afghanistan, we have more than 250,000 American, allied, and Afghan troops. Most estimates suggest that the Taliban numbers no more than 25,000. We have a 10-to-1 numerical advantage. Despite that, though, General McChrystal is pushing for 40,000 additional troops. It's hugely problematic in these situations to augment what appears to be now a failing strategy.
A failing strategy. And that strategy in Vietnam was never explicitly discussed. One of the great things about this book is in the moments leading up to the decision to escalate, General Westmoreland thought this was a war of attrition in Vietnam, where you basically wear down the Viet Cong. But nobody else really had discussed it at all.
Yeah, this is a critical point. What Bundy observed about the deliberations that occurred in the summer of 1965, when the escalation was conceived and implemented, was this. He said, we argued about a number, not a use. We talked about the size of the troop increase, not the strategy that would govern it.
That's interesting.
And what is going on right now in the White House, I hope and believe, is that this president is arguing about and deliberating about a strategy rather than a number.
Fotini Christia at MIT, do you think this is a strategy of attrition, and do you think there's actual discussion of strategy? What would you make of the tea leaves that we're getting out of the White House?
I'm hoping there's a discussion on strategy. I mean, we are pretty clear about what 40,000 extra troops would mean in the sense of, you know, we have a number. But we hear a lot of discussion about withdrawal, but we have no sense of what that could possibly look like. Is it full withdrawal? Is it more civilian presence? Is it no civilian presence? And what are the implications if we were to go that route?
And, you know, you say, Fotini, I hope they're talking about strategy. But if you listen to the, you know, and today it's public, but it was secret back in 1964, the tone of President Johnson speaking with perhaps his most trusted advisor about Vietnam, you don't get a sense that the president got very good advice here. This is from, again, March 2nd, 1964.
I'll tell you, the more I just stayed awake last night thinking about this thing, the more I think of it, I don't know what in the hell. It looks like me, we're getting into another Korea. It just worries the hell out of me. I don't see what we can ever hope to get out of there with once we're committed. I believe the Chinese communists coming into it. I don't think that we can fight them 10,000 miles away from home and ever get anywhere in that area. I don't think it's worth fighting for, and I don't think we can get out. And it's just the biggest damn mess.
It is. It's an awful mess.
It's an awful mess, says McGeorge Bundy. The amazing thing about that clip, Celeste?
It could be today.
But he decided to escalate.
Exactly.
With all of that ambivalence, he decided to escalate. What did McGeorge Bundy do wrong in that critical moment, do you think?
Well, not to anticipate where this thing would end up. There was a decision made in 1965 when they sent in the first ground combat forces not to lose. There was not a corresponding decision to identify what would be a coherent and viable strategy to prevail. And the concern that I have looking at history is that we seem to be at a comparable place. I don't know if there is a viable strategy to win, quote unquote, win in Afghanistan. But there seems to be a tremendous momentum to augment this strategy so we don't lose.
Fotini Christia, listening to the tone of LBJ speaking with McGeorge Bundy, you know, 46 years later, convince me that we are not fated to just repeat the lessons of history, that we are not trapped by the institutions which make incremental decisions and, you know, thousands of troops will end up dying on the battlefield.
Part of me could feel like this could have been Dick Holbrooke saying this about the Afghan context and how everything is a mess. I think what people are realizing is that what we need to do is set up some basic requisite conditions that will enable us to leave. They just can't necessarily agree as to how we best need to go about this. I want to believe that the same mistake is not going to be repeated because these people that are making these decisions are still haunted by lessons of Vietnam. I mean, Holbrooke is very much aware of them. He keeps on referencing Vietnam in many contexts and instances in the Afghan situation. So I want to believe that it won't happen the same way it happened in Vietnam.
And it's not just leaders who are haunted. Listen to this clip from a media report in 1967, really at essentially when the intervention in Vietnam was coming to its height.
December 1967. The campaign of North Vietnamese General Giap is going badly. He desperately needs a major victory. But the target he selects, Khe Sanh, hands him one of the costliest defeats of the war and gives the Allies spectacular confirmation that a ground battle can be won by air power.
We remember the siege of Khe Sanh now as a defeat, as an indication that the worst was coming in Vietnam. The media there thinking of it as a victory. Gordon Goldstein, take us out very, very quickly.
I think the question here is, where do you go with the strategy currently being considered? It's a strategy of counterinsurgency. It's open-ended. It's protracted. Where is the endpoint? Where is the terminus? It's entirely unclear to me.
Gordon Goldstein, authors of Lessons in Disaster, McGeorge Bundy, and The Path to War in Vietnam. Fotini Christia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Fotini Christia is Afghan analyst and professor of political science at MIT. 46 years later, eerie echoes of history.